Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital 3-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. 3 solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had it ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each 3-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com. Check this out. Studies show our appearance directly affects our mental health. Many anti-aging supplements found on store shelves try to capitalize on that. Most of them fall short. This is because they fail at targeting the root of the problem. The newest trend in anti-aging supplements is collagen. Research shows a good collagen supplement can help make their hair stronger and skin more youthful while supporting healthy joints, bone, and gut health. But don't run to the store and buy the first collagen supplement you see. Grab Ageless Multi-Collagen, which can only be purchased online. Ageless Multi-Collagen's ingredients are held to the highest quality standard in the collagen industry. It is some of the purest quality collagen you can get. I've unlocked a deal for my listeners to get up to 51% off their own order by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. With inflation now at 8.5% and maybe even higher, don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a global IRA with Noble Gold now and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce Silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Check this out. Many people today struggle to manage their weight, but this is more true than ever after the age of 20. This is because after the age of 20, our body metabolism slows down by as much as 4% every decade. That's a major risk to our health. Luckily, there's ways to help get the fast metabolism back and do it in time for summer. This amazing keto powder, for example, helped me lose weight faster than anything else I tried. It works by increasing the ketone levels inside your body, which in turn support a boost of metabolism. With just a single scoop a day, I saw big improvements for my metabolism and weight loss. I've unlocked a deal for my listeners to get up to 51% off by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2808, and today's date is June 24th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Destruction of the Old Guard. As the darkness falls, so does our enemies. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, everything they're doing right now is not working in their favor. The people now can see everything very clearly. There's no cover story. There's no global economic shutdown. There's no war. There's nothing like that. And the economy is continually falling apart. And as it continually falls apart, the people see the truth. They really see what's going on and they understand, hey, you caused this. You shut down the pipeline. You went ahead and voted for the stimulus package. You released these funds across the country. Now we're seeing inflation. And we can see that you really don't care. You don't care to control it. You don't care about it because we know what your plan is. Your plan is to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But that is not working out the way they thought. They thought, oh, this is going to be a slam dunk. We'll be able to bring the people over there and they won't say a word. And everything now is completely falling apart. Actually, the Green New Deal is kind of stalling on them because of what is happening out in Ukraine. They never expected any of this. And actually, Trump, he called them out on this from the very, very beginning. Remember when he told Germany, listen, Russia's going to control your gas supplies, which means they'll be in control of your country. He was absolutely right. And Kennicott the Great put this out on Truth and said in 2018, Germans laugh at Trump for saying they are becoming too dependent on Russian gas. 2022, Germany declares an energy crisis as Russia cuts off gas. Now, think about this for a second. Trump told them this from the very beginning. Did he know what was coming? Did he know that Putin was going to be staging this special operations to go in and remove the deep state apparatus? I do believe so. And what is Germany about to do? Are they setting up solar panels? Are they putting up windmills to create the energy they need? No, it seems that they're firing up their coal plants. Remember, they shut them down. They shut down the coal plants, and now they're firing them back up. So the German parliament is being called into an emergency session to rewrite climate laws, allowing coal-fired electricity power plants to be brought back online. Essentially, years of German renewable energy investments and initiatives are now being reversed in order to maintain the commitment to NATO sanctions against Russia. So why didn't they put their solar panels and their windmills all in place to power up their entire country? Because they can't. It's not going to work. So now, instead of using natural gas, they're using coal. They're going back to coal. Think about what's happening right now. The Green New Deal, basically, Trump, the Patriots, Putin, they just put the brakes on it. And it's going absolutely nowhere. And it proves to everyone, look what's happening. They were shutting everything down. And they were dependent on natural gas, but they can't produce any electricity from the wind, from solar panels, or anything like that. And people are starting to see this very, very clearly. And you know what else people are seeing? They're seeing inflation hit. They're seeing high fuel costs. They know who caused it, and they know who's not doing anything about it. And people now are panicking, and they're very worried about their savings. And we'll be getting to that in just one sec. But first, we see that millions and millions of people, they're being priced out of their homes, out of their homes that they're renting and everything else. It's a complete and utter disaster. Because as the cost of home ownership rises, millions of Americans have been pushed out of the housing market. And this is according to Harvard University annual State of the Nation's housing report. So today's home prices, a first-time buyer would have to shell out $27,400, that's 7% of the sales price, as a down payment in April in a medium-priced home. This rules out 92% of renters who only have a median of about $1,500 in savings. If the down payment is half to 3.5%, the monthly mortgage payments on medium-priced home would be $2,000. People just can't afford that. And people are being priced out of the housing market. And this is why we see the housing market having a bit of trouble. The same thing's happening with the rental market, especially in cities where it's very, very expensive. People are finding it a very difficult time to live there. According to Bloomberg, it cites a New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development report that found only 23% of full-time workers in the city can afford the median rent. The city's report used a median asking rent of $2,750 for vacant available units in 2021 and 2020. Salary data show that only 23% of the full-time workers in New York made over $100,000, which could afford this. And people are having a very difficult time there. And people are panicking, like we said in the very beginning, they're panicking about their savings. They're realizing inflation is eating away at their savings. And there was a report done by Breeze, and they said some 63% of U.S. households have recently cut back on consumer spending, while 57% spent less on groceries and 44% are reducing gas expenditures, according to this study. About 35% are making fewer debt payments, which can put people even further into debt. About 58% of the 1,025 Americans surveyed are uncomfortable with the amount of money they have in their savings, up from 48% in July 2021 and up from 44% 2 years ago. The percentage of Americans who are comfortable with their emergency savings has gone from 54% to 42% in the past 2 years, while those feeling uncomfortable has jumped from 44% to a majority of 58%. Think about what's going on right now. And they know who's responsible for this. And they realize, well, wait a minute, inflation's eating away at my savings. I'm spending a lot more on everything else. I do believe this is the plan moving forward so people experience what inflation is, what the central bank system actually is. Because remember, we've been coasting along in this central bank illusion for a very long time. People didn't realize there were problems. Yes, there's been inflation since the very beginning, but people really didn't see it because what they did was they changed the calculation. They told you that it was normal. Hey, just get another credit card. Have two people working. Don't worry, you can get through this. But now we're at the point where inflation is increasing so quickly that people can see this very, very clearly. And now they're not sitting there going, oh, okay, I can get through this. Now the people are saying, well, wait a minute. I just went to the market last week, and this is what I paid for groceries. I went to buy the exact same things this week, and it's $50 more. There's something going on here, and I can't survive at this rate. And the people are looking to who? They're looking to the central bank. They're looking to the Biden administration, and they're saying, okay, what are you going to do about this? They're doing absolutely nothing. And the people, they see this. I mean, think about this with the fuel prices. They're telling people, listen, just go out and buy an electric car. Sell your car, go buy an electric car. Many people can't do this. People can't go out and buy a $50,000, $60,000 car. It makes no sense. But we know what their agenda is. Their agenda is to bring us into the Great Reset Green New Deal, but it is failing every step of the way. And what's happening right now, we see that the Fed and then we have the Biden administration, they're basically blaming each other for what is happening. And if you notice, Jerome Powell kind of countered what the Biden administration has been saying about inflation, saying inflation was caused by Putin. And Jerome Powell actually said, no, not really. It's not caused by Putin, because actually everyone realizes this. Everyone understands that Putin really has nothing to do with this. If you look at the graph, you can see when Biden came into office, went ahead and they voted for the stimulus package, all of a sudden inflation took off. Same thing with the fuel prices. It has nothing to do with that. Now, the Fed is on one side. We have the Biden administration on the other side. Now, the Fed came out and said that the government debt is unsustainable. It's on an unsustainable path. Now, haven't you heard this for a very long time? Actually, I do believe that going back in time, the Fed usually says, oh, no, the debt's not a big deal. Don't worry about that. Now, all of a sudden, we're on an unsustainable path. Of course, what happens when inflation hits? What happens when interest rates go up? Will the government be able to make payments on this debt? No, it will get harder and harder as time goes on. It will be very, very difficult. And remember, everyone was expecting wages to go up the same as inflation, actually to outdo inflation. And that's why everyone was saying, well, it won't make a difference because look what happened back in 1971. Wages went up. Yes, there was inflation, but wages went up way higher than inflation, and people felt good. But remember, we're at the end of the system today. At the end of the system, it doesn't work the same. The system comes crashing down. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots put certain things into place, because they knew as inflation heated up, as they tried to bring us into their Great Reset, the Green New Deal, they knew that this was going to be a controlled demolition where they're going to bring down the entire economy. See, it would be different if it was naturally occurring. Like all of a sudden, we had this black swan just came out of nowhere. The economy fell apart. No one would know what to do. It would just be like, holy crap, it caught us off guard. But if you know there's a controlled demolition and you know the central bank, the Biden administration, the puppet masters, if you know that they're bringing you down this path and they're going to control it and they're going to bring down the system, you know that this is not something that's not naturally occurring. You know they're doing it on purpose, which means you can do the old switcheroo and maneuver the economy in a completely different direction. And remember, who is the master of bankruptcy, of default, actually moving around all of these barricades? Trump is. And yes, his team is. So he knows exactly what they're planning. He knows exactly what they're doing. Think about when he was in the White House for the 4 years. He set everything up, reversed a lot of the things they were going to do, and made the economy look absolutely incredible within the private West Central Bank illusion. Nobody thought it could be done. Actually, Obama was laughing at him. You can't bring manufacturing back. GDP numbers are never going to move up. You're never going to get unemployment that low. You're never going to be able to get the stock market up. You're not going to be able to do any of these things. And he proved them wrong every step of the way, especially with tariffs. And then Biden came along. And what happened? Everything started to fall apart very, very quickly. Trump knew that this was going to happen. He knew exactly what they set up. He knows the economy. He works in business. He knows the ins and outs. Biden, he's worked where? Oh, he worked in government for 50 years. What experience does Obama have? Nothing. How about all the puppet masters? They have no experience in anything. They've been using the people's money to push their agendas. Trump outsmarted them with all of this. And yes, he's going to maneuver the economy into a completely different position than that what they want. And you will start to see the transition happen. And actually, we've already started in many, we've seen it in many, many other places. And this is going to continue as time goes on. And yes, Trump, the Patriots are going to use this crisis to their advantage. And you could see countries now, they're watching everything very carefully. And they're realizing, and the people are realizing, okay, the system's starting to fall apart here. We better take precautions. And what is the precautions? What's the insurance policy? Yes, you can use Bitcoin, and yes, you can use gold. Gold's been around. It builds confidence. Can you use Bitcoin to trade with other countries? Yes, it's very easy to do, especially people in countries who say, okay, I need to get out of this country. It's much easier taking your funds and putting it into Bitcoin because you can move across borders compared to gold. Not saying that gold is not an incredible store of wealth. It is. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. But you can see how this is starting to play out now. And people, in the end, they're going to make a final decision. And as things build up and build up and build up, people are going to start to realize, okay, I need to make some moves here. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they're counting on this. Because if everyone just stayed in fiat and they did absolutely nothing and they didn't feel the pressure, they didn't see inflation, it'd be very, very difficult to transition to something different. Because the people would be very comfortable where they are. When you make people uncomfortable, when you make them feel like something's wrong, people start to think and they start to say, okay, I don't like what's happening right now. It's almost like if you're working in a job and you realize, okay, this department just got laid off, that department just got laid off. Do you just sit there and you say, okay, I guess I'll just wait until I get laid off? Or do you start looking for another job? You prepare for what is coming because you're uncomfortable. You see what's happening. And you start to say, okay, I better take some steps here. This is what's happening right now. That's the phase that we're in. And I do believe as things get worse and worse and worse, more and more people are going to start to realize this. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want people uncomfortable. So they go ahead and make that move and protect themselves. Yes, they're going to try to get as many people on board with this before they use the crisis to transition away from the private Western Central Bank. And I do believe we're getting pretty darn close. And people, they're starting to wake up and they're starting to realize they better do something. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. With inflation now at 8.5% and maybe even higher, don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a global IRA with Noble Gold now and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce Silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Check this out. Many people today struggle to manage their weight, but this is more true than ever after the age of 20. This is because after the age of 20, our body metabolism slows down by as much as 4% every decade. That's a major risk to our health. Luckily, there's ways to help get the fast metabolism back and do it in time for summer. This amazing keto powder, for example, helped me lose weight faster than anything else I tried. It works by increasing the ketone levels inside your body, which in turn support a boost of metabolism. With just a single scoop a day, I saw big improvements for my metabolism and weight loss. I've unlocked a deal for my listeners to get up to 51% off by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they're panicking like we've never seen before. Trump, he has all the leverage, and you can see that the plan is moving forward. Think about the optics right now. Think about what we're witnessing. We're witnessing the destruction of the old guard. Now, Trump, if he was in the White House right now, and all of a sudden you saw the economy crashing, you saw what happened out in Afghanistan where the weapons were left with the Taliban, because I do believe that was the deal that was made to actually protect the country. If you saw Putin move into Ukraine with the special operation, if you saw the Second Amendment ruling, and if you saw the Roe versus Wade ruling while Trump was in the White House, what do you think the deep state would have done? Do you think it would be 10 times worse than it is today? Right now? Absolutely. Trump, he knew that he was going to have to drain the swamp. He was going to have to reverse everything that they did in the past. And with him in the White House, the optics wouldn't be good. So what did he do? He allowed the resident to be in there while all of this was going down. and think about the fake news, big tech, Obama in the basement, the puppet masters. They're not going to be calling him out. They're not going to be doing any of these things. And this way, Trump has the leverage over the deep state players. This is an incredible maneuver by Trump and the Patriots. And you could see that he is bringing down the entire infiltrated system. He's destroying the old guard right in front of your eyes. And yes, there's going to be more. Wait until he brings down the entire election system. And I don't mean he's doing it alone. Yes, he caught them all. But he needed the people to start to investigate what was really going on and to actually catch them in the act, because he's going to use that data with his data from the military, probably for the Space Force, and you're going to see how they committed the crime of overthrowing the United States government. And all of this information and everything that's happening is happening while Trump is a citizen. And in the meantime, what is Trump doing as a citizen? He is allowed to build the offensive. He's allowed to endorse people. He's allowed to do all of these things. And this is exactly what he's doing. While everything is falling apart under the resident, and Trump is actually removing all of their policies, their agendas, and everything that they were doing, he's building the offensive at the same time. Let's not even talk about the treasonous acts, the crimes against humanity, because that's waiting in the wings. And all of this is going to hit at once. And you can see that the deep state players, they are completely panicking over this. They are trapped in their own agenda. And guess what he did? He accelerated everything so everyone can see exactly what they wanted to do. They came out from the shadows, from the dark, and they came into the light and said, these are our agendas. And now people are seeing the truth and they're looking at this saying, okay, this is something we do not want. Even the Democrats are saying this now. And it's getting worse and worse for them as we approach the midterms. I mean, I love it when a plan comes together. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this, a lot more about Roe versus Wade, the Second Amendment, and how they're going to be declassing a lot of information. Because once this comes to light and this information is declassified, it's going to be pretty much game over for a lot of these individuals. And they're going to be feeling pain every step of the way. And we'll be getting to that in just a sec. But first, it seems after weeks of public outcry, Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has finally been charged after his DUI arrest. Now, in a press release from the district attorney's office states that Paul Pelosi had a blood alcohol content of 0.082% after the crash, and said the blood sample was taken at 12:32 a.m., which was 2 hours after the collision occurred at 10:17 p.m. And they put out a statement, and it's very interesting how this information is starting to come out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Joe Biden, he was talking to the press, and he had this note card in front of him. And the note card, well, the cameras caught what was on there, and this is what it says. It says, offshore wind drop by sequence of events. You enter the Roosevelt room and you say hello to participants. You take your seat. Press enters. You give brief comments, 2 minutes. You ask Liz Schuller, president, AFL-CIO, a question. You thank participants. You depart. These are the instructions that he has on this card. It's like a child. And remember, isn't this the guy who's supposed to be in charge of the nuclear codes? Oh, that's very interesting. Does he really have the nuclear codes? Did Trump actually give him and hand off the football? Remember Trump, during the inauguration, he wasn't there. What did Biden actually get? Does he really have the codes? I wouldn't be surprised if the military is holding on to that. That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that has come out, and we all know, is that the deep state players, they were pushing their agenda to pretty much erase women, if you really think about it. They were bringing men into sports. They were saying there is no woman, a man can give birth, and everything like that. And it seems like their plan was to erase womanhood. But now we can see that everything that they tried to do is completely falling apart, especially in the area of sports, and almost everywhere now, actually, if you really look at it. The people have woken up to this and they're starting to realize, you know something, we don't agree with this. Just like they didn't agree with CRT. And now everything is backfiring on them. Think about what just happened with the world of swimming, where they ruled that no, a man cannot be on a woman's swimming team. Now we have female athletes from all over the nation protesting against transgender athletes competing in women's sports. The rally also celebrated the 50th anniversary of Title IX, which prohibits any sex-based discrimination in education programs and activities. So it seems that everything that they're trying, everything is falling apart on them, especially with Roe versus Wade. Because the Supreme Court today, they came out with a ruling and they ruled, listen, the states should make the decisions. They make the laws, not the Supreme Court. It's not a right. It's not in the Constitution. And they reversed the decision. Benny Johnson put this out on Telegram, and it's from Justice Alito. He said, and this is coming from Alito, "We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision." And Tracy Beans on True Social put this out. She says, "This explains what happened today in one concise argument. Share with your friends." So this is what she put out there. It says, "Roe was on a collision course with the Constitution from the day it was decided. Casey perpetrated its errors, and those errors do not concern some arcane corner of the law of importance to the American people. Rather, wielding nothing but raw judicial power, Roe 410 U.S. at 222, the court usurped the power to address a question of profound moral and social importance that the Constitution unequivocally leaves for the people. Casey described itself as calling both sides of the national controversy to resolve their debate, but in doing so, Casey necessarily declared it a winning side. Those on the losing side, those who sought to advance the state's interest in fetal life, could no longer seek to persuade their elected representatives to adopt policies consistent with their views. The court short-circuited the democratic process by closing it to the large number of Americans who dissented in any respect from Roe. Roe fanned it into life, an issue that has inflamed our nation, our national politics in general, and has obscured it with smoke, the selection of justices to this court in particular. Ever since, Casey 505 U.S. 995-996, together Roe and Casey represent an error that cannot be allowed to stand." So right there, it says it all. And what we come to learn from Roe, Jane Roe, which is really Norma McCorvey, she actually said she was never raped. She actually says that she didn't believe in this and someone gave her a script. She actually said that she's now against having abortion. So it seems that someone used her to push their agenda. And remember how the deep state works. They're very slow and they're very methodical in changing and infiltrating the country. And this has been going on for a very long time. And now we can see things are being reversed. Now, as soon as this ruling came out, we saw Missouri, they wasted no time in seizing a Supreme Court decision, and it became the first state to ban abortion. Then we had South Dakota, Louisiana, Kentucky. They have trigger bans in place to immediately outlaw abortion once Roe is overturned. And penalties range from being charged with felony to fines of up to $100,000 and up to 10 years in prison. So let's look at these trigger laws here, these trigger bans, I should say, and let's see which states already have them in place. There's 26 states right now that have this in place. And this is Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. States likely to ban abortion are Florida, Indiana, Montana, and Nebraska. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, because we can see already the states are ready to make a move. And remember, this is about laws. Laws should be done by the legislators. Now, Congress, in the United States Congress, they could make a law. They tried. It failed. It's not up to the Supreme Court. So this brings the decision back to the state level, and each state is going to make their own decision. Charlie Kirk put this out on Twitter. He said the following, "And just like that, the left claims to know what a woman is again." Isn't that interesting? Remember, they told us, you know, no women, it's birthing people. It's now all of a sudden it's women again. Isn't that amazing? Now, Rosie Membos put this out on Twitter and said the following. SCOTUS cannot create laws, only Congress can. SCOTUS only decides if laws are constitutional. So what have we learned? Right to keep and bear arms is in the Constitution. Abortion is not. Kindly stop pretending they are identical issued being decided on. So if you look at the legislative branch, they make the laws. The executive branch, they sign the laws that the legislative branch makes into law. So they sign the laws, or they can veto the laws. The judicial part of the government decides if laws are constitutional. Isn't that interesting? Smarmed and Dangerous responded to Rosie Memos and said the following. Precisely. Roe was utterly and completely made up by a very liberal court out of a whole cloth. In contrast, the Second Amendment is an expressively inherent protected right in our Bill of Rights. Absolutely. Trump, he put out a statement and he says the following. Today's decision, which is the biggest win for life in a generation, along with other decisions that have been announced recently, were only made possible because I delivered everything I has promised, including nominating and getting three highly respected and strong constitutionalists confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. It was my great honor to do so. I did not cave to the radical left Democrats, their partners in the fake news media, or the rhinos, who are likewise the true but silent enemy of the people. These major victories prove that even though the radical left is doing everything in their power to destroy our country, our rights are being protected. The country is being defended. Think about that for a second. The country is being defended. By who? And there is still hope and time to save America. I will never stop fighting for the great people of our nation. Yes, absolutely. But you could see the deep state players, the D's, they are freaking out right now. Speaker Pelosi, she kind of loses it over the Supreme Court's decision. And she's very upset about this. And she said, there's no point in saying good morning because it certainly is not one, she said. This morning, the radical Supreme Court is eviscerating American rights and endangering their health and safety. You see, they keep saying it's American rights. That was something that was made up by them. It doesn't exist, but they keep using it over and over and over. We have Representative Maxine Waters says, to the hell with the Supreme Court. We'll defy them. And then we have AOC. And she arrived in the front of the Supreme Court and is chanting that the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade is illegitimate and calls for people to get into the streets. Now, Molly Hemingway responded to this and said the following. Hello, I would like to report an insurrection from a leader of a political party. Absolutely. So what did the Supreme Court actually do? It said that, hey, everything should be moved back to the states. They're the ones who make the laws. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital 3-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. 3 solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had it ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each 3-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com. Check this out. Studies show our appearance directly affects our mental health. Many anti-aging supplements found on store shelves try to capitalize on that. Most of them fall short. This is because they fail at targeting the root of the problem. The newest trend in anti-aging supplements is collagen. Research shows a good collagen supplement can help make their hair stronger and skin more youthful while supporting healthy joints, bone, and gut health. But don't run to the store and buy the first collagen supplement you see. Grab Ageless Multi-Collagen, which can only be purchased online. Ageless Multi-Collagen's ingredients are held to the highest quality standard in the collagen industry. It is some of the purest quality collagen you can get. I've unlocked a deal for my listeners to get up to 51% off their own order by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And that's where it should have been from the very, very beginning. Now, remember, all the liberal states, they're going to have the abortion laws. The other states, they're not. So all these people going out crazy like this, most of these people live in the liberal states. Nothing's going to be affected by them. Isn't that interesting? but they're outraged. Remember, it's your state legislature. They're the ones who are making the laws now. But you could see that they don't care about this because they've been told to go out there and have a night of rage. And they want this. And I'm talking about the deep state players. Actually, an internal document obtained by the Newsweek outlines intelligence shared by the Department of Homeland Security with the Catholic Church of a planned night of rage targeting churches, pregnancy centers over their opposition to abortion rights. And the document shed lights on how law enforcement and the church are bracing for it. Actually, we're starting to see in the Capitol, they actually have the Capitol Police out there protecting the entire area right now. And yes, people are bracing for this. Jordan Sather on Telegram put this out, and this is a tweet by Andy Ngo. Andy Ngo is a guy who follows Antifa. He went undercover. He investigates them. And he said the following. The D.C. chapter of violent Antifa group, Youth Liberation Front, is calling for people to wear black, mask up, and to meet at Folger Park at 7:30 p.m. The YLF was responsible for months of extreme violence in Portland and Seattle in 2020. Jordan Sather says the following at the bottom. Soros calling his Antifa goons into action. Wear a mask for COVID protection, also known as so our faces don't get seen on camera and we can stay undercover. Now you understand why they were pushing masks. Oh, monkeypox, wear a mask. Oh, Fauci's out there. COVID is not over. We should be wearing masks indoors. We should be wearing masks outdoors. We need masks. And we could see that they were going to wear masks no matter what, but they were trying to make it seem like, oh, we all have to wear masks. And no, we all don't have to wear masks. And yes, I do believe they're going to try to do something. Do I think this is going to be hundreds of thousands of people rioting across the country? No. I think this is their small minority, and they're going to try to make it look like it's bigger than life. We'll see if they can get it off the ground. We'll see what the fake news does. Because remember, if we go back to 2020, they kept saying it's mostly peaceful protests. And there was like fire in the background, looting in the background, as the reporter was saying this. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. But we know that something is about to happen. Kevin McCarthy on Twitter, he put this out and he said the following. President Biden has a constitutional duty to keep Americans safe. He must direct the Justice Department to deter and prevent violence against Supreme Court justices, churches, and pro-life pregnancy centers now before it's too late. Now, remember, we had these riots during Trump's time in the White House, and he kept on calling them out. I'll bring in the National Guard. Just let me know. I will help. Let me know. He denounced everything that was going on. What do you think the Biden administration is going to do? Remember, optics are absolutely perfect. The people are watching. They experienced this before. Now they're watching this once again. What is Biden, what are the puppet masters going to do? What is the Department of Justice going to do? Let's see if they do anything or do they just stay quiet as the country burns. Let's see how they react to all of this. Now, what's very interesting about all of this that's going on right now, if you go back to post 1603, this is June 27, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta. If you read down in this post, it says the following. The world will unite in this cause. And it says G versus E /Roe versus Wade. Almost right on schedule. That's very interesting. Now, BioClandestine, he put this out on Telegram and he says the following. As the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, this will dominate the news cycle. The riots will surely begin tonight. And with the response to this ruling, the left will further cement themselves as the party of insanity. While Americans are struggling to pay for gas and food, the left and the DNC are focused on sending tens of billions of tax dollars to arm literal Nazis and burning cities down because the Supreme Court said killing babies is up to the states. As we approach the midterms, let's do a quick tally on the left and what they have openly supported over the last 2 years. Slaughtering children, grooming children, indoctrinating children, raping children, arming Nazi military forces in Ukraine, bioterrorism, forced medical experimentation, Orwellian censorship, brainwashing and propaganda, racism against white culture, sexism against men, war of heterosexuality, normality, abolishing the right to defend yourself, abolishing local and state police, election fraud, higher taxes, more government, less freedom. When future generations read the history books, they will look back with dismay, unable to comprehend how so many Americans actually supported the leftist movement and the party of blatant insanity. The modern day left wing proves that people can be brainwashed to support anything. Now the leftists will take to the streets and supply good some good photos and examples for the history books as to why in future America, liberalism no longer exists. So go ahead, let them burn it all down. They're only making our point and justifying the eradication of their ideology. Absolutely. Think about Nazi Germany. Think about back then, all the Nazi people with Hitler. And now when you look back in time, people look at it and go, holy crap, I can see what happened. This is what they're going to see in this country. They're going to see it in Ukraine. They're going to see it all over the world. And when people look back, they're going to say, how did this happen? How didn't you see it? How didn't you see the infiltration? That's what people are going to say. Just like people say in Nazi Germany, how didn't you see it happening? It was right in front of your face. Didn't you see people being taken away? Well, it's happening today. And look how long it took people to wake up, to really see it. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they really pushed the deep state players, the D's, to push their agenda. And people are seeing this very, very clearly. But we could see the Department of Justice, they came out and they made a statement, which they normally don't do, on a Supreme Court ruling. Cernovich put this out on Twitter. He said the following: DOJ does not issue statements like these disagreeing with the Supreme Court ruling. It doesn't happen. It has no lawful basis. This can only be seen as a direct threat against the judiciary by Stasi agents. Yes, the DOJ is weaponized. The FBI is weaponized. It's just like Nazi Germany. FBI is the SS. DOJ, they're not looking for truth and justice. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. They're all part of the system. And now people are seeing this very, very clearly. But we can see what else people are seeing very clearly. As the rioters go out and try to destroy certain towns and cities, and they go to Thomas Clarence's house because they're planning on picketing there. Actually, his address was doxed. People are going to see this, and people are going to say, well, wait a minute. So now I see this. I see them looting. I see them burning things down. And they're also telling me I don't have the right to defend myself. I mean, I know the Supreme Court said, no, you're allowed to defend yourself. You're allowed to conceal and carry. But think about what the deep state, the D's, have been telling you. Now people are looking at this saying, okay, I don't get this now. This doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make sense what the Senate did, where they passed this gun legislation, which is the Safer Communities Act, which has nothing to do with that. Remember, it's always the opposite. And now the House just passed it, and now it goes to Biden's desk. So these people are working against the Constitution, saying that, hey, people can report you. You don't have the right to own a weapon or carry a weapon. The Supreme Court is saying, yes, you do have the right to own a weapon and carry a weapon. And at the same time, we're going to have riots. They're going to burn down certain things. They're going to loot. And people are going to be what? Unprotected? Is that how they want it? Of course they do. Now you can see everything very, very clearly. You understand what they're trying to do. Because think about it. If the population had no weapons right now and they called out Antifa, they called out their foot soldiers because they're so angry because of this ruling, how would anyone protect themselves from the mob? Can you imagine the mob entering your neighborhood? How would you defend yourself? And you have the right to defend yourself. What would you take out? A bat? A rake? Think about it for a second. Now take it one step further. Think about it with a tyrannical government who wants to control you. Now you know why the Founding Father said this is very important. We need to make this the Second Amendment. Now, we know that the governors and mayors who are dictators, tyrants, they're going to be trying to push other laws because they don't like what the Supreme Court just did when they say, oh, hey, you have the right to defend yourself. You can carry. We see out in New York, the governor right now, she wants all the legislators to come back because this is an emergency. We have to make a law where these individuals who want to carry, they can't carry in certain places. So they're going to try to make laws. Remember, she doesn't make the laws. She's calling them back into session. They usually don't come back until, what, January or something. But she wants them back now to say, hey, you can't carry in a subway. You can't carry on the street. You can't carry in front of this. You can't do this in a lunchroom. She wants to make it where you can't carry anywhere. Again, this is going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and it's going to be found unconstitutional once again if they actually get this ball rolling. I don't know if they will, but you could see that they're just going after anything right now to try to counter what the Supreme Court has done. Will it work? Most likely not, because in the end, everything that they put forth is unconstitutional. And we could see at every turn, everything the Biden administration has done, everything the puppet masters have done, everything that they tried to do has turned out to be unconstitutional. Yes, sometimes it takes time to get through the court systems. And yes, there are appeals, and they move to the next court, and then the next court, and then eventually reaches the Supreme Court, and then it gets onto their dockets, and they have to make a ruling, and sometimes that takes time. They know this. This is part of the game. But this tells everyone something very important. They're purposely, they're knowingly violating the Constitution every step of the way. Can everyone see this now? It's pretty darn clear. The other thing that's really clear is that everything out in Ukraine is not going their way. It's completely falling apart. Election Wizard put this out. Ukrainian forces are retreating from the besieged eastern city of Severodonetsk after weeks of fierce, bloody battle. This is coming from the Luhansk governor, and he mentioned this on Friday, which is today. It's funny, NBC News, they put this out, and it says, frustration grows in Ukraine as casualties spike and Russia takes more territory. Everything the deep state is doing right now is not going their way. Russia has the upper hand. And remember, I don't believe that Biden has the control of the military. I do believe devolution is in place, and he doesn't have the ability to say, okay, let's bring in some troops. Why doesn't NATO bring in some troops? Isn't that interesting that no one's bringing in troops? And Putin, he is now moving forward with the strategic operation. Can you imagine if this was happening during the time Trump spent in the White House? Think of the optics if Trump said, okay, let's go after the swamp. Let's go after the deep state. We're going to have Putin go into Ukraine. We're going to have Xi go into Taiwan. And yes, we're going to rout out the swamp creatures there. We're going to shut down the bio labs. We're going to shut down the money laundering systems. What would the fake news do? What would the deep state do? How would this look? Trump, who they kept saying he was in line with Putin, it would look like Trump was in line with Putin and he's just allowing this to happen. Biden, on the other hand, if he was the resident, which he is, and if this happened on his watch, the fake news, are they going to say he's in line with Putin? No, they're just going to ignore it. They're not going to mention it. They're not going to say anything. And they're going to use propaganda. And Trump is just going to be sitting in the background. And yes, he's going to be looking at this going, wow, look at this. We're able to get rid of the swamp here. And they're not even touching me. And they're not saying anything. And it's working perfectly. The same thing's going to be happening in Taiwan. Trump, he has all the leverage right now, just with just the same as COVID. He has the leverage. He's out of the picture. Biden is handling it as the cases continually moved up, as death continually moved up. Remember, these are their fake statistics. Did the news continually report on it? Did the reporters say, what are you going to be doing about all these deaths? No, they didn't do any of these things. Trump knew this, and he knew eventually what would happen over time is COVID would disappear and people would start to learn a lot more of what COVID really is and what they tried to do. And it would show that everything that they tried to do was completely unconstitutional. And the death jab that they were trying to give us actually causes problems. And it doesn't help with COVID whatsoever. Actually, the CDC, they admit in never monitoring the VAERS for, and this is the VAERS database. What is that? That's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. With inflation now at 8.5% and maybe even higher, don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a global IRA with Noble Gold now and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Check this out. Many people today struggle to manage their weight, but this is more true than ever after the age of 20. This is because after the age of 20, our body metabolism slows down by as much as 4% every decade. That's a major risk to our health. Luckily, there's ways to help get the fast metabolism back and do it in time for summer. This amazing keto powder, for example, helped me lose weight faster than anything else I tried. It works by increasing the ketone levels inside your body, which in turn support a boost of metabolism. With just a single scoop a day, I saw big improvements for my metabolism and weight loss. I've unlocked a deal for my listeners to get up to 51% off by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. And they're supposed to monitor this and look for certain signals to understand if the vaccine is hurting people or not hurting people. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they admitted, despite assurances to the contrary, the agency never analyzed the vaccine adverse event reporting system for safety signals for COVID-19 vaccine. And yes, there were many signals out there, myocarditis and many other things, but they never monitor it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jim Jordan, he was in Congress. We had Deborah Birx there. He was questioning her about the death jab. And he said, listen, the government continually told us that it was going to stop transmission. Did you have anything to support this? And she said, we had hope. I didn't know hope was science. When did hope become science? Aren't they supposed to have peer-reviewed documentation, actually proof that it actually does what it says it's going to do? So basically, they were lying to the people from the very, very beginning. They were putting out disinformation. Take a listen to the exchange.
This is important for the country to know. So when I asked the question, when the government told us that the vaccinated couldn't get it, and I asked you if it was a guess or a lie, you said you don't know. You said you think it was hope. So what we do know is it wasn't the truth. So they were either guessing, lying, or hoping and communicating that information to the citizens of this country.
I think they were hoping, but you should know in those original phase three trials that were done in this country that we only measured for symptomatic disease. So we weren't proactively testing everybody in those trials to see if they got infected with mild or asymptomatic disease. And so people had to present within the clinical trials.
We never
had the data that it was going to protect against asymptomatic infection.
I'm just struck with the irony. We got government agencies guessing, hoping, or lying with the information they're presenting to the American people. And this is the same. This is the same administration that wants to set up the disinformation governance board and wants to talk about misinformation. And they're the biggest purveyors of misinformation, false information, hopeful information, but not accurate and true information, which is, again, the frustration I think so many of the folks I get the privilege of representing have shared with me.
And if you listen, Jim Jordan just completely shut her down. And basically their whole entire thing was on hope. Where's the science? Remember, they told us, trust the science, trust the science. They never showed us any science. They never showed us any peer-reviewed documentation. They didn't show us any type of long-term effect. The CDC wasn't monitoring the VAERS to look for signals. Everything they did was against what they were supposed to be doing, and they were telling us that it was perfectly fine. So they knowingly lied to the people, and the people now should be very, very angry at this. And they're still keeping their lies on the U.S. Department of Defense site. Thomas Massie put this out on Twitter, and he says, well, look at this. It says mandatory vaccination against COVID-19 will only use COVID-19 vaccines that receive full licensure from the Food and Drug Administration. Well, has COVID-19 vaccines, have they received it from the FDA? No, they haven't. And Thomas Massie says the following. This lie is still on the government's website. Someone should be prosecuted for this. Ultimately, Joe Biden is the commander in chief and therefore responsible for this fraud perpetrated on our brave and honorable men and women. Absolutely. And this is coming from the Department of Defense. There is no vaccine that is approved by the FDA. There's no approved vaccine. They didn't even create it. It's the experimental one. And this is the one they wanted everyone just to take because you just got to trust us. Well, I think people are starting to learn. Actually, this goes against the Nuremberg Code. It goes against everything. These people should be tried. Thomas Massie is absolutely correct. And those people that are holding the January 6th Unselect Committee hearing, which is a complete fraud, it's all hearsay. People are recognizing that these people are liars. These people are deceivers. And these people are criminals. And Trump, he put out two truths on True Social. He said the following. Has there ever been a time in Congress where a member is allowed, without any cross-examination of any kind, to read lengthy and often untruthful statements, not from notes or other papers, but from a teleprompter? This is a kangaroo court, the likes of which we have never seen in this country. Then he said the only thing not discussed by the unselects in any way, shape, or form is the irrefutable evidence of massive and totally pervasive election fraud and irregularities which took place during the 2020 presidential election. They refused to go there. They want it all canceled, and canceled is all caps, because it would be impossible, impossible is all caps, for the Unselect Committee to refute or challenge that which would be put before them or the American public. To the Unselects, I ask, let us put on the evidence, state by state, and now. You think Trump, you think he wants to produce the evidence? You think he wants to show the American people how they cheated in the November 3rd elections? I wonder if 11.3 is going to be verified, that it was an election that was one gigantic fraud, and these people overthrew the United States government. I do believe that time is coming, and it's coming very quickly, because if you notice, Trump, he's continually responding with this over and over and over, saying, I need equal time. This is very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that we know Liz Cheney, she's on the J6 committee because she's panicking. All these people that are on there, they're criminals. They're part of the criminal syndicate. They're panicking. Now we have Liz Cheney. She sent direct mailers to Wyoming Democrats requesting they change parties to be eligible to vote in the August Republican Party. So the mailer has direct instructions on how Democrat Wyoming voters can change their party affiliation to cast a vote for Cheney, who is down 28 points to Trump-endorsed Harriet Hagman. The mailer also displays Cheney's campaign web address for Democrat voters to learn more specifics. So is she going to get these votes? I doubt it. I don't think there's enough Democrats to actually switch over and give her the votes. And now look how desperate she's coming. She's desperate because she knows she's on the losing side. She knows the January 6th committee is not going the way they thought it was going to go. The people aren't believing them. And wait until Trump hits them with certain information. Wait until True the Vote comes out with more information. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And by the way, tomorrow I have Greg Phillips. That interview is going to be going up, and he said some very interesting things about what is happening with the elections and the information that they have. So make sure you look for it. It's probably going to be up Saturday morning. It will be on Rumble. It will be on BitChute. If you want to come to the x22report.com site, you can come there. And it's Greg Phillips from True the Vote. He's the guy who works with Katherine Engelbrecht, and they broke it down and showed everyone how the crime was committed on 2,000 Mules. So check it out. It's a very interesting interview. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that out in Georgia, we have all these corrupt individuals. We have Kemp. We have Raffensperger. And they're trying to protect their corruption. And right now we can see the Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis has requested a special grand jury and an investigation into former Trump's efforts to overturn Georgia's fraudulent 2020 election results. But there is no proof there. But they're keeping this going because they realize they have a nothing burger. They know if people start to look into what they have done here, which they have already started, they're going to find out that it's completely corrupt. Now, we need to go back a little bit in time here because Dave Schaefer on Twitter put this out and said the following. You may have missed this correction from the Washington Post, in which the paper retracted its false reporting that President Trump told Georgia Secretary of State investigators to find the fraud. The Secretary of State's office secretly recorded the conversation, mischaracterized its content to the Washington Post, and then attempted to delete the recording. It was recently discovered in a laptop trash folder as part of an open record search. So they lied about the whole thing. Now we have Kemp. He's going to participate in the sham investigation next month. Think about all these people that are going after Trump because they don't want anyone to know that, hey, we cheat in the elections and we don't want people to know this. And Trump is trying to show everyone that, yes, there is fraud, there is cheating. And this has been going on for a very long time. But the other thing that's very interesting and actually good news is, and let's go back in time a little bit for this. In 2018, Republicans in North Carolina state legislature overrode a veto by Democrat Governor Roy Cooper that amended the state's constitution to declare that voters offering to vote in person shall present photographic identification. In response, the North Carolina National Association for the Advancement of Colored People sued the governor and the state board of elections. In court, the board of elections was defended by North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein, a Democrat, who previously voted against voter ID laws while in the state Senate. Republicans in the state legislature sought to intervene in the case, arguing that the state's interests were not being properly represented. as the governor and attorney general have both opposed voter ID laws. So the United States Supreme Court on Thursday ruled 8-1 that the Republican lawmakers can intervene in a court battle to defend North Carolina's voter ID laws against Democrat officials. And the decision was 8-1. And the ruling is a huge win for voter ID and the right of state legislatures to intervene and defend their laws when a rogue attorney general fails to do their job and goes against the will of the people because of politics. Isn't that interesting? It always comes back to the rule of law, and you can see how dirty these people really are. It's unbelievable. Now, Trump, he put out two truths on True Social about what is happening with the election, and he says the following. He says, what about the massive ballot stuffing shown on government tape by the highly respected, incredible patriots of Truth to Vote 2000 Mules? I suppose that's okay also. Such lies by the unselects. Then he said, elections have consequences. I promised to appoint judges and justices that would stand up for the Constitution. Today, the Supreme Court upheld the Second Amendment rights of all Americans. So what do you think the Supreme Court is going to do if this election fraud case actually gets up to them? Remember, the Supreme Court wouldn't look at it because there was no evidence at the time. I do believe Trump had a lot more evidence, but he didn't want it to look like it was just coming from him. He wanted the people from all different states, because it's better when you have it being done from a grassroots position. If you have states investigate the election fraud, where they have forensic audits and they start to analyze the ballots and the signatures and everything else, and they find patterns, and you find the pattern is the same in each and every one of these states, you start to put all the pieces together. Then once you have these anomalies and you have the patterns, you say, well, yes, we found the dead body, but how was the murder done? How did they actually do it? So now Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, we have Arizona, Georgia, and other Wisconsin with and many other states, they understand that there's anomalies. It doesn't make sense. So they needed the how. How did they do it? And that's where True the Vote came in. They showed how they actually did it. And I do believe as the evidence builds and builds and builds, and all of a sudden we have lawsuits and this creeps up to the Supreme Court, which probably will end up going to the Supreme Court, because if a state decides to decertify or do something, you know there's going to be tons of lawsuits. And I do believe it's going to end up in the Supreme Court, most likely. And they're going to have to look at the evidence to see exactly what happened. Trump and the Patriots, the people, have taken this time to build this case over time. And when you build a case like this and you have to make sure that it is irrefutable and you can see it very clearly, I do believe if it gets that far to the Supreme Court, they will actually overrule what happened in the elections. Just like with the Second Amendment, just like with Roe versus Wade, just like with the voter ID, just like with the mask ban, just like with the vaccine mandate, just like everything else. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed time for this. Then add on top of that what Kash Patel has mentioned. And Kash Patel actually expanded on this, and he was on Macy Grace, and she was interviewing him. And Kash Patel, he said, only half of the Russiagate documents are out there. President Trump declassified all of them, but his White House counsel and company disobeyed the presidential order and implemented federal government bureaucracies to basically send the stash to the National Archives. And now that's where it's at. And they thought we would stop and say, forget you. Well, we won't take a knee. And things are about to get really, really interesting. Now, Blueprint on Telegram put this out, and he says, you're the boomerang. He says, for those wondering how Cash can and will declassify everything the Democrats hid from the public, the presidential, and this is Obama, in his order adopted the principle that no information may remain classified indefinitely. And this is order 13489. Every document Cash declasses will be published to his website for free. So the Patriots have the upper hand. The people are going to see the truth. And you can see more and more of these pieces are coming together. And if you notice, what's happening right now is Trump and the Patriots, they are basically dismantling the old guard, everything that they put into place. And as the darkness falls, so does our enemies. And people are now seeing this very, very clearly of what they have done. And they're starting to see more and more of this. Let's go back to post 1,595. And this is June 26, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta. And it says the following. I'm going to read it from the top. Desperate agencies do stupid things. Are there going to be agencies doing stupid things right now? Dead cat bounce. You may have the site, but we have the source. Panic is good. Panic is right. July 2018, the month the world discovered the truth. Now, think about July 2018. Now, we know that most of the time these dates aren't correct, but we know that most likely the months are. And we've seen it time and time again. We've seen a lot of proofs. Think about what Cash has been saying about declassifying information. What happens if July 2022, this is the month the world discovers the truth? Because if Cash starts to declassify this information, people are going to see the truth, aren't they? Down below, it will say, it says conspiracy no more. Time to feed. That is very interesting. Post 1,600. This is June 27, 2018. Now, keep in mind what we're seeing with Roe versus Wade right now. This says chatter, trains, buses, be vigilant. Is something going to happen? Are we going to see certain things happen during these riots? Most likely, yes. Post 4,532. This is June 26, 2020. It says, as the darkness falls, so does our enemies. And these deep state players, they are in a panic like we've never seen before. Everything that they had in place, everything that they're doing is being exposed. And every time it's exposed, the people now see them for who they really are. They have lost their power. They have lost their edge. They are not in control of the narrative. They have lost everything. And people see their agenda very, very clearly. And in the end, they'll have no place to run. There's no deals. There's no escape. There's no place to hide. And you can see that Trump, the Patriots, the people, we have them. And they're going down. And you can see they're squirming. They're panicking. They're feeling pain every step of the way. The Patriots, they're in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital 3-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. 3 solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had it ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each 3-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com. Check this out. Studies show our appearance directly affects our mental health. Many anti-aging supplements found on store shelves try to capitalize on that. Most of them fall short. This is because they fail at targeting the root of the problem. The newest trend in anti-aging supplements is collagen. Research shows a good collagen supplement can help make their hair stronger and skin more youthful while supporting healthy joints, bone, and gut health. But don't run to the store and buy the first collagen supplement you see. Grab Ageless Multi-Collagen, which can only be purchased online. Ageless Multi-Collagen's ingredients are held to the highest quality standard in the collagen industry. It is some of the purest quality collagen you can get. I've unlocked a deal for my listeners to get up to 51% off their own order by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. With inflation now at 8.5% and maybe even higher, don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a global IRA with Noble Gold now and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce Silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Check this out. Many people today struggle to manage their weight, but this is more true than ever after the age of 20. This is because after the age of 20, our body metabolism slows down by as much as 4% every decade. That's a major risk to our health. Luckily, there's ways to help get the fast metabolism back and do it in time for summer. This amazing keto powder, for example, helped me lose weight faster than anything else I tried. It works by increasing the ketone levels inside your body, which in turn support a boost of metabolism. With just a single scoop a day, I saw big improvements for my metabolism and weight loss. I've unlocked a deal for my listeners to get up to 51% off by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com.